and be presented as the positive way forward. We only hear those voices of Puerto Ricans who want to stay there, you know, who want to stay there and live and thrive and want their children to stay and live and thrive. They're kind of sprinkled in as like human interest quotes or color. But those people have a vision, too, for the future of Puerto Rico. And elite media are not as interested in that. If we heard in a regular way from Puerto Ricans who live in Puerto Rico, who want to live there and thrive there, what would they be adding to news media, and what would you like to see journalists do differently?
I have to say, this issue of displacement, it has been happening for a while. Puerto Rico has lost a huge percentage of its population in the last 15 years. And meanwhile, as you mentioned, you know, there are some wealthy investors who are coming to Puerto Rico to take advantage of some tax incentives to, live in a beautiful island. And there's been an effect of displacement. And there are a lot of Puerto Ricans on the island who are living and creating their own vision of Puerto Rico, right? Like, there's a resurgence in a local agriculture movement. So there used to be a lot of agriculture in Puerto Rico since industrialization that has been largely phased out. Now there's a resurgence of like, okay, let's like grow our stuff locally. Like, we have, you know, all of this land that we can grow things on year round instead of, you know, importing all of these expensive produce from the United States. There's like movement to have, you know, more sources of solar energy. After Maria happened, their electricity was out for a very long time for a lot of the islands. And there was, you know, this bright Casa Pueblo, like this entity did have energy because they were solar powered. And, you know, they were a huge hub in the community who were actually a source of support. And there were all sorts of mutual aid movements that came up, especially after Hurricane Maria. So there is a lot of activism and vision and just creation happening at the very local grassroots level. So there's definitely, you know, hope that moving forward, that vision and that creation will prevail.
We've been speaking with Natalia Renta, senior policy strategist at the Center for Popular Democracy. They're online at populardemocracy.org. Natalia Renta, thank you so much for joining us this week on Counterspin.
Thank you for having me.
And that's it for Counterspin for this week. Counterspin is produced by FAIR, the National Media Watch Group based in New York. The show is engineered by Alex Noyes. I'm Janine Jackson. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Well, if you look at your watch, you'll notice this is the time of the day each week that I, the Mockster, do a thing called The Mock. Yeah. I take a word, an artist, a performer, and I play some cover songs, tribute songs, songs about said theme. I've mentioned my alliteration mock for tonight is Moon Martin. There is a Moon Martin mock coming up in a few seconds. But before I get to the mock, I do want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can visit Attic Records in Millvale or call them up at 412-821-8484. We're going to turn into this Moon Martin mock. Now it is 2021, but if you've heard me in the past few weeks, I've been doing what I've been calling a Flashback Friday or a Turnback Tuesday. It depends on which day you're listening. And I'm doing that. I've been doing it all night long. Some of my sets have been new and original. Other sets, I kind of just pulled out the music and, I made it sound like it was new. I'm telling you that secret now because for my mock, I'm doing this Moon Martin mock, which I originally did back in August 20th of 2010. So this mock is 11 years old, and I might throw a second mock in to kind of fill the hour up because, you know, this is just how life is in August for me, the mockster. But I think we need to kick off the mock with Moon Martin's most famously penned song. It was made a hit by somebody else. So let's start the mock with of the Moon Martin penned Bad Case of Loving You, originally put out in 1978 by Moon Martin. Robert did it in 79.
I got it. up, the sun goes down. Readers start to creep around. It's the flame of the blood, violent breath. 14 names, not small or chest. Got a rose tattooed on her thigh. Dead man raised a sigh. Makes this young blood wine. My baby's got the Cadillac walk. The Cadillac walk. Cadillac walk. She got a Cadillac walk. Now when Rita turned down a bed, grown man, pleading baby, baby, honey, baby, you're the one. Carve your name right on my gun. Ooh, ain't shit something nice? Bones rattle my dice. My baby's got the Cadillac walk. The Cadillac walk. She got the Cadillac walk. She got the Cadillac walk. Lonely lit at night. Honey, hear my call. She said, boy.
I got no chance of loving you. gets cold, just like the lies you told. You.
Dave Edmonds wrapping up a Moon Martin mock. With Moon Martin's pen, Don't You Double Cross Me, Baby. Dave Edmonds did it on his 1983 album, Information. Before that, Nick Lowe, speaking of 1983, Nick Lowe did a Moon Martin song, Paid the Price, on the Abominable Showman album. Rachel Sweet in there from 1980's Protect the Innocent with I've Got a Reason. Frankie Miller, also 1980, did No Chance. Start off the entire set. I'm sorry. Then two others. Mink DeVille from the Mink DeVille self-titled, I think it was the debut from 1977 with Cadillac Walk. The only song technically not a cover in the sense that Moon Martin wrote it and the first person to ever record and or release it was that version right there by Mink DeVille. It's before Moon actually had any. He was just the session guy at the time. He didn't have any solo releases out. And then Robert Palmer, probably the most famous cover of a Moon Martin song, Bad Case of Loving You from 1979. And that was a Moon Martin mock. Hopefully you enjoyed that. I know I did. But what else should I tell you? A whole bunch of stuff. I should just tell you a whole bunch of stuff. Starting off with, you know what? Do you remember what top 40 radio sounded like back in the 1970s? Yeah. I don't either. I have no clue what... But Uncle Jay Thurber does. Yeah, you can say, okay, Gen Xer, and tune in to Radio 9 from noon to 3 on Saturdays here on WRCT for a mix of oldies, newies, and a whole bunch of snark. It's right here on independent freeform radio, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. And don't forget that many older adults are struggling to make ends meet, especially during the pandemic, but free and confidential help is available. You can go to benefitscheckup.org to see if you qualify for some benefits to pay for food, medicine, utilities, and so much more. Millions of older Americans are getting over $1,000 a year in benefits. Maybe you can too. Visit benefitscheckup.org for more information. Hey, I'm the Mockster. I appreciate you listening. It's about 24 minutes past the hour. Technically, I've got about 40 minutes left, and we'll see if we can make 40 minutes happen. I'm kind of up against a deadline, but I'm trying my best to make this happen. So I'm now going to go back to a show from August of 2008. Yeah, August 22nd, 2008. And I did a Jerry Reed mock, and I'm like, you know what? Let's do that Jerry Reed mock all over again. We're going to kick things off with a song that Jerry Reed penned back in the 1950s, and it came out as a B-side on a Gene Vincent single. So... we're going to kick things off with Gene Vincent in Crazy Legs.
Well, I got a little woman called Crazy Legs. She's the queen of the teenage crowd. I haul a cat stuff and nickels in the old jukebox just to watch her do the bop when the music gets loud. Crazy Legs, I'm bopping all over the floor. Do the bop, Crazy Legs, do the bop. She's my baby and I don't mean meta. She's mine, all mine. Well, I'm crazy about Crazy Legs and Crazy Legs are crazy about me. Well, I'm crazy about Crazy Legs and Crazy Legs is crazy about me. Well, she's my baby and I don't mean meta. She's mine, all mine. Jump! She hears the music, well, it gets in the feet. Well, then she starts a-rockin' with a crazy beat. She does a different kind of rhythm with every song. Well, that's why they call her Crazy Legs, cause she's real gone. Crazy Legs, a-boppin' all over the floor. Do the bop, Crazy Legs, do the bop. She's my baby, and I don't mean maybe. She's mine, all mine. Jump, man, jump! She can bop, she can boogie, she can move and jump with a style that's all her own. Just give her lots of room and a rock and roll too. And she'll do the bop till the cows come home. Crazy legs, bopping all over the floor. Do the bop, crazy legs, do the bop.
She's my baby and I don't mean maybe. She's mine, 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 all mine. Do the bop.
The good Lord's willing and the creek stays down, I'll be in your arms time the moon comes around for a taste of love that's shining in your eyes. If the rooster crows at the cracking of the dawn, I'll be there just as sure you're born if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise. I'll comb my hair down, brush my teeth, shine up, slick up, dress up neat, get everything looking just right, cause I wanna look pretty when I see you tonight. Just as sure as a rabbit or a jumping in the holler, I'll be there. You can bet your bottom dollar if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise.
Thank you.
running and the creek stays low, I'll be there. A knocking at your door with a hug and a kiss for the one I idolize. I'll wear my suit, my Sunday best, I'll be there. Looking my best if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise. I'll feed the mules and slop the hogs, feed the cows and chop all my logs, get all of my working done. Cause tonight we're gonna have a lots of fun, just as sure as I ever was a preacher man. I'll be there with a ring for your hand if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise.
Ain't legal hunting gators in the Louisiana swamp, boy. man, making him mean in the state.
Hey, Miss Moses was a boy here 30, using the alligator bait.
Bump around his waist, throw him in the swamp.
Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. Left off, don't beat up to the elbow. Sheriff got Millie and Amos in the swamp, trapping alligator skin. Stuck in the swamp, gonna get the boy. Never come out again. Me and I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Joe get lost in the Louisiana Bayou.
Wrapping up a mock and wrapping up a Viva La Mock, a Jerry Reed mock with Me First and the Gimme Gimmies doing their version of Eastbound and Down from their Love Their Country album. Before that was the Pleasure Barons, with Jerry Reed's Amos Moses. Also some Jesus and Mary Chain in there with guitar man. Play some Johnny Cash. Johnny, good to get some Johnny Cash in there if the Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise. And then I throw a B-side in, an early B-side from They Might Be Giants with Mr. Claw. Had to throw that one in because Jerry Reed was known as the Claw with his picking style. Speaking of picking, how about some Chet Atkins in there with the early times? And as I mentioned earlier, I start off the entire mock with Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps doing Crazy Legs from 1957. As always, yeah, we're wrapping up Aviva LaMock a little early tonight, but that's okay. We'll be back next week. We'll do it all over again. But want to thank you for listening, and always keep listening here to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Shoot me a request if there's something you want to hear at wrctrequest@gmail.com.
CT Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
Where am I?
You're on the radio. You're on the radio. What an opportunity to be valuable to the people who should mean a lot to you. I'm talking about all your secret friends over the airwaves. You're on the radio
too. You are on the radio with WRCT Pittsburgh.
This is Eric Harrison enjoying some whiskey before breakfast with Mando Richard. Wednesdays at 11 a.m. here at WRCT Pittsburgh. Drink up, yinzers.
Everybody ready? Mm-hmm.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 2204 of Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, and Tube City Online Radio from McKees Court, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM. I am Mando Richard, and even though I'm recovering from COVID-19, yes, your DJ got sick, I have got a wild show for you today. We'll start off on the liquored up set like we usually do, and we'll end up on the gospel side of the family like we usually do, and in between, we lots of good music. Let's get things underway quickly, shall we? Here comes the Nashville Bluegrass Band with the Gambling Barroom Blues, right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Thank you.
I went back to see my baby. Good God, she was lying there dead. I strolled on back to the bar room, drinking whiskey till night. It hurt me so to see my gal lying there so cold, so she never found a pal like me. 16 coal black horses, all hitched up in a line. In that pretty buggy she's riding. Goodbye, old pal of mine.
I've been here on my own, and even longer since I left that stuff alone. He used to tell me that the bottle would be my end. He didn't. It's always been my only friend. And now I sit here all alone each night while he's out there beneath those neon lights. He was my here alone. And now I sit here
About how much someone drinks.
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Lori Lewis, and I highly recommend that you listen to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard. I don't really recommend that you drink whiskey before breakfast. Leaves are falling.
She's making cows and talking loud. So everyone proud. And I can't tell anymore just what I've been working so hard for. When the day is done, she gets the gold, and all my cards have come to. She drives me to drinking. Drives me to drinking. Drives me to drinking. And I've been thinking about the ways to stop my worry mind. Talking trash and spitting game with a pocket full of his daddy's change. He thinks he knows what a woman wants, but all I see is a boy in pain. And I'm wondering where all the real men are. But somehow I know they won't be found in this old bar. And it drives me to drinking. It drives me. Drives me to drinking, and I've been thinking about the ways to stop my worry mind. Thank you.
But just look what whiskey done to me. It made me do things I never dreamed of. It made me a slave to yourself. Now my friends know that I love my whiskey too much to even go my bell.
Of our coverage area, remember you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.